Hello, this is Sam Josh 2004, and hello, this is not here. AJ is not here today to record the podcast. He has a headache, so I'm just gonna do a little intro just to let you know this. We're doing a Valentine's update episode because this podcast was from Valentine's and stuff. So, if you were wondering, that's where it is, and that's why it's not normal. Hello, this is Sam Tati Thatcher, but...
Hello, this is AJ.
And this is Double Gamers, a podcast with tips, tricks, gamers, gamers, and random opinions.
This is Double Gamers part sounds really good when we both say it together.
I know, right?
So today's topics are family-friendly games, things to do in Minecraft, and the game for the week.
No, you missed something.
What did I miss?
Since...
this weekend, this is February 16th.
Yeah, it was Family Day weekend.
That was cool.
It was also Valentine's Day weekend.
And the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah.
And the Grammys.
Yeah, that. Valentine's updates and stuff. So,
I don't really have a list of things, but...
Family games, it is.
I know The Sims Free Play has some sort of Valentine's Day update.
Okay, so we're doing Family Day stuff.
Oh, we're doing Family Day first?
Yes. Well, so, the first game I present to you is a game that I have talked about.
Many times.
I talked about it, like, once.
Twice.
It's called Anki Overdrive.
That John Cena thing's still there.
Yeah.
I looked up John Cena on his iPad. Okay. So, family-friendly games. Mine will be our stuff we did on Family Day. I'd say board games for me, even though it's a video game podcast. But, yeah, I changed it
but
to
let me
board games. Yeah,
let me explain why Anki is a good family game. Well, Exhibit A. You can play with everybody in your family. Well, four people at a time at least.
Because there's four lanes.
Yeah. So
unless one person wants to trail behind,
you can team up with each other. Go against each other. You can literally go three against one. But, you can team up. You can, battle each other. You can yell at each other, like, don't pass me! And be amazed at what tracks you can make.
Yeah.
So, like, on Family Day, I went to a friend's cottage and a hotel. And, we played a lot of Anki. Like, we made awesome tracks. We got, family to go up against family. We could only do 1v1s or 4v... or, team-ups. But, yeah.
So, board games during a video game podcast, Double Gamers 37, will go in history.
So, why is board games and stuff good for Family Day games? Explain.
Well, I mean, not all board games can fit, like, your whole family. But it's just good to play. They're fun. Most don't take that long. But, in particular, I played Jenga. Jenga, me, my family played it a little bit.
Yeah, but why?
Because it's fun and it's a good thing to do with the family.
I was thinking you could get competitive and, like...
My family's
laugh together.
My family's not that competitive, but yeah.
Well, man, that was a short topic.
That was a short topic. At least we have four.
Short topic.
We normally have three. No. All right, now.
Okay.
Apps with Valentine's Day versions, thanks to AppAdvice.com. Get their App Advice app. It is rated 4.5 stars, 279 on the App Store.
No, it's 4.5 stars. Okay, our first one is Just Wink greeting card.
Look it up yourself.
It's by American Greetings.
It is a free app. The logo says Just Wink with a star.
You definitely want to send your honey a greeting card for Valentine's Day. Send virtual greetings or paper cards in the mail from this cheeky app brought to you by American Greetings. It's been freshly updated with new card styles for this Valentine's Day.
All right. Sweet Greets Occasions, and it's by Sweet Greets. It's a free app. The logo says Sweet Greets on it. Sweet Greets is like a free, simplified version of the popular, but more expensive, Martha Sweet Stewart's Craft Studio, which I wonder if they had that to say. If you want to send a stylish and quick e-cards, get this app to add a custom touch to all your pictures or photos.
The next one, we have Text Picks by FTW Investigations.
It's a free app. It has a bunny sitting down on it.
The logo. Made out of stuff. Whatever.
Lines.
Yes, lines. Like
with whatever the speech bubble things for its toes.
Yeah. Traditional.
Oh, I see what they did. This is all stuff. Yes. These are all like stuff you can put on the text. Yes. I'm
traditional greetings are too much, and you just... Oh, wait. Traditional greetings are too much, and you just want to send your loved one a quick text to show your love. Text Picks just updated with lots of love-themed text picks.
Text Picks is a free app. Tom's Love Letters. Everybody knows who Tom is, the cat. It's by Outfit 7 Limited.
Is it Tom and Jerry?
No, really. It's like this cat. Okay. Fans of the I'm a fan of the Talking Tom series. Like, you say something, I think it repeats it, something like that. Mm. Fans of the Talking Tom series will enjoy tapping Tom and his sweetheart Angela and seeing them kiss and hug it in this free Universal Valentine's Day edition. I don't know if people want to see cats make out on their iPad. You or your kids can create 9 different postcards featuring Tom and Angela, appropriate to send to your friends, family, or any loved ones. Now we know that this app is rated E for everybody.
Why?
Even though, and it is a free app, this one is actually kind of expensive.
Now, our next app is Biscuits Valentine's Day by Zuka Incorporated. $2.29, it's a puppy biting a Valentine's card. Bad puppy.
And the page is kind of ripped.
Yeah. If you have young children, you may already have a collection of biscuits. A biscuit the dog books. Check out this Universal Valentine's Day ebook, Biscuits Valentine's Day, to read it to your little darlings on the Day of Love.
Valentine's Day word search. I am a fan of the word searches. It's by Roger Peters. It's a free app. If you're a puzzle addict, me, myself, get the seasonal update of word search. This app's gone pink, and all the words on the theme are for the holiday. Search for embrace. Whew! Serenade and more to get in your romancing mood.
The next, most of these are for iPad, by the way. The next one, we have Disney Where's My Valentine.
Free app by Disney.
Obviously. Pretty much, it's just Where's My Water. Love Swampy from Where's My Water and Perry from Where's My Perry. The two stars of the widely popular puzzle games from Disney have teamed up to give you Where's My Valentine's. Swampy and Perry have their own theme storylines. Totally 12 heart files. Levels.
My Little Pony Hearts and Who's Day by Playdate Digital. It is actually $1.99 for My Little Pony. The app picture has the My Little Pony logo with a heart and two random ponies that I do not the name, but you My Little Pony fans probably do. My Little Pony Hearts and Who's Day is a cute Valentine's Day app to get your preschooler excited about the holiday. There are 19 scenes total in this interactive book that will get the engaged in problem-solving skill and learning about emotions for $2. Oh, God.
Oh, no, God. This one has a high price tag. It is Elmo Loves You, Valentine's Edition. By Story Toys Entertainment Limited. Another incredibly popular interactive book, loved by preschoolers, is Elmo Loves You, Valentine's Edition. This one includes 15 fun scenes, adorned with all of your little ones' favorite characters from TV shows such as Cooking Monster, Abby, and even Elmo.
Obviously, what even Elmo?
Why would that be there? It's Elmo is in the title and he's on the picture. Why wouldn't Elmo be there?
Oh yeah, we just forgot to tell you that Elmo isn't actually in the app.
What?
He's fishes. That's something they would say if you weren't in
even there. Elmo himself. This is a great and fun way to teach your child all about love and friendship.
And the high price
tag.
Isn't
that cute? And how to count money, since it is a high rating of $4.
And Santa Touch 2004, you forgot to mention the price, or did you? It's $4.
I just said.
Oh.
You are deaf.
I didn't hear it. Okay, Strawberry Shortcake Berry Beauty Salon, Be My Valentine by Cupcake Digital.
Wait, can I just text something?
Okay. It has Strawberry Shortcake with a hairdryer and a brush with a cupcake on the side. $2.99. If you got a sassy little diva that loves the that loves the idea that loves the idea of dress up, be sure to
wait. Let's read that again. This chart of this says, if you have a sassy little demon that loves the idea of dress up,
be sure to dazzle her with Strawberry Shortcake, a kids show on Treehouse. Berry Beauty Salon, Be My Valentine. This app will let your princess book appointments for Strawberry Shortcake and for her friends so she can give them sugary sweet makeovers. From choosing the perfect outfit to creating custom Valentine's Day themed nails to choose which tiara completes her character's look, this app is sure to keep your mini fashionista entertained and in lovely dovey spirit.
The next one we have Scrap Pad, Valentine's Day Scrapbooking by Album Tart Lulz. LLC.
It has a heart with scissors cutting it in.
I don't know.
Broken heart.
You don't have to explain it every time.
It's free.
If you love a scrapbook, but you don't like dealing with the hassle of the mess and the disarray it can leave, then give Scrappad a try. This specific version includes a ton of backgrounds and stickers catered toward Valentine's Day, which saves you from running to the store if you don't have enough materials on hand for a real scrapbook. Best of all, once you've completed your book, you can order it to be printed and sent to.
So the app is really.
It only says about it. It only says printed and sent to. That's it. Oh, there it is. The little U is over there.
Like, it's like at the bottom corner. Valentine's Day Mahjong. It is from, by, it is by 24/7 Games, LLC. It is,
$1!
$1.99. So, you need the kitty games and apps? No worries. We've just got the thing. What better way to get into the spirit than with a simple game of Mahjong? Not any Mahjong, in Valentine's Day Mahjong, that is. And the last one, probably the best one of all.
I don't know. Valentine's Slice by Descent Mobile.
777.
free. It's not going to give you any more money, probably. But don't worry. We didn't leave you slots addicts out.
Okay, that's just pointing out the people who love the...
Love doesn't have to be the only thing I to take a chance on this coming holiday. Wow. Take a chance and go for the spin in Valentine's slots, where everything has been adapted to Cupid's liking. And that is a free app, and that is the end.
So, I have one question, Samtaj. What was your favorite one? I like the strawberry shortcake one.
Sassy Divas for the win!
Sassy. Wait, we have to read that one.
Yes, we do.
Do you want to read it this time?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, where is it? There it is.
If you got that sassy little diva that loves the idea dress-up, be sure to dazzle her with Strawberry Shortcake Berry Beauty Salon. That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is just genuinely amazing. Oh, no, a phone ring. Bell. Phone ring. Bell.
All right. We are going to our games for the week.
No, we're not. We have Minecraft games.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to list a couple of
things that you can do for fun in Minecraft. This is one that I've been working on. It's actually pretty fun. Get a creative world. Make it.
Well, you have to say it first, like, number one.
No!
Make a whatever it is.
Make a creative world.
No, you have to know. What is it going to be?
Number one. Is make a village. No, it's like some... I can't really explain it. Make a... it's called... I don't forget what it's called, but it's something where... So you make a creative hub. Pick your currency. Coal, iron, all of them. Diamonds, emeralds. And make rules. Make a headquarters. Make maybe some underground subway route. Make plots. Make anything. Make apartments. And whoever plays is in survival mode. So you change it to survival mode. And they have to collect their own money, collect their own food, collect their own anything. And they're on your own. And you give them the resource. They can buy stuff from you. They can take the underground railroad. It's so sweet!
Okay. Well, what? And this is what I meant. So, number two, build a cobblestone generator. All you need is one. All you need is 9 pieces of stone. Then, well, whatever. Whatever material that doesn't burn. 1 bucket of lava and 1 bucket of water. All you need to do is dig... Well, do stuff. Make a cobblestone generator.
You put water on one side, lava on the other side, and when it comes together, it makes cobblestone.
Yeah, make sure that the lava goes on top of the water, or else it'll create...
Obsidian.
Yes.
All right, another one is make another castle. Number three is make another
castle. No, let me... Oh, yeah.
So,
number four, build a monument. Just to say that you were there in that world and that you were a guy who built stuff. Or a girl. Gender equality.
Number five. Build a tower to the highest point.
Good thing to do. Good thing to pass time. If you want to jump off of it, there you go. Glad to see a sign right there.
I like, in creative mode. Even, I made some tower that went all the way to the top. It did not look like it would stand. You got this little thin thing going up in this huge box. I don't know. Okay. It goes all the way to the top. Very sweet.
Number five.
No.
Get some armor. If you want to take down enemies and not go for the, not have the risk of being killed, one shot killed, well, if you get armor, none of that will be a factor. You will just run in, let the enemies hit you, won't do a thing.
Use beds.
Don't test that.
Number six again or number seven?
Number six.
Number six, kill the Ender Dragon using beds.
Yes. If you didn't know, if you try to sleep in a bed in the Nether, and it will blow up. So it's a good thing to tell your friends that you know that the Ender Dragon, well, to tell your friends the Ender Dragon is so pathetic, you beat it. And you beat it with beds. If you suck, and you said to your friends I beat the Ender Dragon, that is going to amaze them. But it would amaze them even more if you killed it with beds.
Perfect.
All right. Now, I have one. Kill the Ender Dragon with snowballs. Snowballs are also an easy thing to get, but they can also do damage to the Ender Dragon. One time, I was just flying around, wanting to kill the Ender Dragon, past time, and I decided to get some snowballs, and what do you know? It worked.
How much damage does one snowball do?
A bit, not that much, but a bit.
Another one is... I can't really think of anything.
Okay, you didn't have to make...
Drag a sheep into the Nether.
Yes, that's awful. A good thing to say you did.
I dragged a sheep into the Nether and then into
lava. Or a
chicken,
or a horse, or something.
But dogs don't work.
Dogs don't work.
Or drag a zombie pigman into the overworld.
What if you got an untamed one into the Nether? And then you tamed it.
Or you could just spawn one in creative mode. Who knows?
Yeah.
That's up to you to try.
Yeah, so I think that's the end.
Alright, games for the week. Mine is Minecraft. You?
Destiny.
Destiny, alright. Now, Instagram.
WGamersh Podcast.
YouTube is the same thing. It is?
WGamersh Podcast.
Email?
WGamersh2004@gmail.com.
Samtrich, two random words of the week!
Second dishwash bot. Yeah, it's time to go bye.